With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and today's guest is Pamela Joy. This is What About This? This is your destination to hear amazing, real people with a real life story about real life things that they're passionate about and they love to do. So today we're going to have our special guest, Pamela Joy, who is, she is the founder of Return to Eden. Don't you just like that? That's my name, Edna Eden. Get that? Holistic Health Corp. That's Return to Eden Holistic Health Corp. And she is a holistic health and fitness coach. She's going to share with us some dynamic things because, you know, we always need something to make ourselves feel better. So this is her 15 minutes of real talk about real things. She's going to tell us the who, the what, the when, the why, and how we can find her. Take it away.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a blessing. Okay, Return to Eden is a company that is based on biblical principles, as the Lord has given it to me. Mm-hmm. And it is to help heal the spirit, soul, and body. So basically, when I started out, I had gotten early stages of cancer. Okay. When I was in my late 20s, and at that time I was always physically fit, and I was a personal trainer at that time, and I remember when I was getting certified that I read about people going into remission. Mm-hmm. So I said, why do some people go into remission and some people do not? So I did my research back then. There wasn't the internet and all this.
Right.
You had to go to the library, take out all the books. And
real books.
Do the homework. Yes, yes, and do the research, but ultimately, within 3 months, I was in complete remission.
Wow.
After getting all the information. I did find a doctor in Manhattan that worked with AIDS patients at the time, worked with building the immunity. So that experience blew my mind. At the time, I didn't have a relationship with the Lord, but it blew my mind, and I was like, our bodies are amazing.
Yes.
But when you give it what it needs, it will heal.
Mm-hmm.
So that started me on I was always fit, like I said, but it started me on a journey of really understanding these bodies, and I spent years, you know, doing the research and trying to understand, and then eventually I went to school to become a certified holistic health coach.
Okay.
And been taking clients around my children's schedule, you know, this whole time up until recently, and now expanding the company, because during that time of taking clients, what I found out is, and I was really on fire for nutrition, and mm-hmm. nutrition is extremely important for the body.
Right.
Extremely important. I mean, actually for our whole being, but extremely important to help the body heal.
Mm-hmm.
God created our bodies in a way that it will heal itself.
Right.
You give it the properties that God said we need to have to heal. Mm-hmm. So not religion here, but, you know, relationship and
yes.
wisdom.
Yes, amazing.
How to take care of our body. So after about 14 years of just predominantly dealing with the body, I kept seeing the same thing with
mm-hmm.
clients. And I saw a lot of people lose weight, heal sicknesses, you know, great results. But I started seeing the same theme between
right.
clients. And that was basically that there were belief systems, there was a mindset that was contributing to the illness. And then when I dug deeper into the word, the body, God talks about the soul realm. He talks about the mind, the will, the emotions,
mm-hmm.
and how that needs to be lined up with his word as well. And we have to have agreement within our own being. You know, so spirit, soul, and body, you can't be fragmented in any of those things, otherwise it will show up eventually in our bodies. For example, I had one client that she was actually very young. I think she was in her late 30s, early 40s, and she was unable to move. She was in a lot of pain. She's a beautiful woman, and she had to leave work. She was on massive painkillers. I actually went to her
mm-hmm.
because she was unable to leave her home, and she couldn't move. It was just horrible. She came to the door like she was 60 or 70 years old.
Wow.
I mean, she really couldn't move, and I told her that I could help. I can't guarantee anything, but I could help her build her immune system, and she was
okay.
a woman of faith, so we were also able to incorporate that
right.
in her healing. So within about 3 months, 3 to 4 months after just changing the nutrition and
right.
working with behavioral issues, and she began to be better and got off the pain pills.
Wow.
But which is amazing.
Yeah.
But she was really desperate to have these changes.
Right.
You can't just halfway do. You have to be committed to
right.
wanting the results.
Exactly.
You know? So I don't remember the time span specifically, but it was about 2 to 3 months. Then God revealed in our time together that there was an area, an emotional area
mm-hmm.
in the marriage that that was an issue. That when it came to fruition,
mm-hmm.
basically what happened was that she recognized that when she got married, it was an arranged marriage, that she said that she was going to have nothing but pain from this marriage.
Ah, spoken into existence, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think she even spoke it. I think she just
said it. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know?
And in herself, yeah.
And now, 20 years later, what's her body doing? It's resonating
yeah.
that belief. And again, can we help it with nutrition? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't want it to reoccur, you have to deal with the root. Which
right.
is what you have to deal with.
All of it.
Yes, yes.
All
and that's incredibly fascinating to
yeah.
me. It's how amazing we're created, and we really, if we do what the word says,
mm-hmm.
again, not religiously, but
right.
you know, as the spirit leads us individually,
right.
uniquely, then because God knows our bodies better than we do,
mm-hmm.
He knows how He created it, how we're
that's
wired,
right.
what's going on this day. You know what? You had a little bit too much acid yesterday. you don't know that, but you don't feel it yet. And
right.
God's trying to help you, you know, He'll lead you in how to
absolutely,
yeah. Take care of yourself. So that's how Return to Eden was born. So it was basically to help women, highly sensitive women, heal in spirit, soul, and body.
Nice.
And do it according to the word of God as naturally as you can.
Okay.
That's what, yeah.
So who do you focus on? What is your target audience? Who do you reach out to? Who are those people that can say, here I am?
Lately, it's been women that have been struggling and gone through trauma,
okay.
Highly sensitive women.
Okay.
You know, they are sensitive emotionally, but they also can be sensitive spiritually and need to process everything that they're
okay.
taking in.
So I'm hearing between the ages of 20 to 55, 57?
I would say women over 40.
Oh, a woman over 40. Very good. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know that, you know, our jobs kind of coincide with one of our purposes.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
We're speaking the same language, but we're doing it in a different way. We're speaking the same language. I'm
yes.
listening to you. I'm like, I know that people approach me and that, you know, my specialty is sexual trauma. So that has a big play in business, has a big play in financial life.
Everything.
Has a big
yeah.
play in your love life, in your relationship. So you're speaking the same thing. It all has to line up. All of it has to line up in order for you to really expand and grow, really.
Absolutely.
So that's amazing. I like the point of holistic healing. I like that. Because I know a lot of people, I have a friend who does not know why that she's in pain, or I'm going to actually direct her to you because she doesn't know why she's like that. And the doctors don't know why, which is a little odd to me, but they don't know why.
Well, they look at this usually, not every doctor, but generally speaking, mm-hmm. look at the symptom instead
right.
of the entire being.
Right.
So, and that that actually does a great disservice, especially
right.
to women, quite honestly.
Yeah,
you know?
Could be right.
Yeah, we sense too many things. We're so intuitive about so many things. We really need to understand how we function a lot better
mm-hmm.
Than we do. And I don't think we love ourselves. You know, God said to love God, to love others as you love yourself, but you can't love others as you love yourself if you're not loving yourself the way
exactly
God loves you. You know, so that's a huge part of it.
Let's
love,
talk about that.
Yourself,
let's talk about that. I'd love to talk about that. Let's talk about the part where
okay.
loving God as I'm loving others as you first love God, then
absolutely.
Love others as you love yourself. Let's talk about how that even takes place. Because I know for me, working with a lot of clients, they'll say, well, I'm doing such and such for everyone else. And, I don't have time to do anything for myself. And this is what God orders. And I said, yeah. And I bring the same scenario up and same thing you said. How do we get to that place? Tell us about that.
Well, the way he's given it to me is that it's scripture. What we just said is
sure.
to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and to love others as you love yourself. But ultimately, we first have to receive
right.
the love of God. Like, if you don't understand that you're loved, that you're beautifully made, that you have a purpose, that you are not an accident, that you are created on purpose,
mm-hmm.
exactly the way you are.
Right.
You know, if you don't get that, then it's very hard to, then you're trying to love people out of your inadequacies instead of loving them from an overflow of
yes.
love. And we try, and especially women in general and women in the church sometimes, you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to do the Christian thing. You're trying to love everybody else, but you're so emptied out yourself. You don't have much left. And then you're wondering why you're getting sick.
Yeah.
You know, you're wondering why you're drained and have no joy. And, it's because we have not allowed God to give us what he created us to give us.
Right.
You know? He created us for union and love and
that's right.
intimacy, and we're not getting that. We're not
no.
giving it the way he intended, and then we end up lacking. We
yeah.
end up drained,
yes.
And suffering and in pain.
Yeah. So very, very much so. I know that when I had my car accident, I was telling my friend the other day, she was like, your leg doesn't hurt. I said, to be honest, no, it's the other part. It's the parts that haven't been broken, those parts, but it's from not maybe exercising or stretching or things
right.
like that, or being, like you said, acidic, over acidic one day and then, not getting it the balance right. I said, I pay attention to my body a whole lot. And I know that,
yeah.
I listen to it. And when something's not right that I can't solve it, I go, okay, we have to go to the doctor because there's something wrong, off, and
right.
and ever since I've been, like you said, nutritionally eating well, started eating more plant-based
mm-hmm.
and listening to my body, what I need, as opposed to doing what somebody else
exactly.
needs.
Exactly.
Yes. And doing that, I said, my body's calling for this, and I don't know why it's supposed to be so easy. It's because what I need, and that
right.
is so important. And I guess loving yourself, like you just said, loving yourself enough that you're paying attention to your body, which is so important. That's a really great point.
It's huge, and you're doing the work. That's why you're seeing such a move in your life, in all areas of your life, and you've allowed God to come in there and show you areas and do the inner work. But it's really quite amazing that many people are not conscious of how much, like, we eat on an energy level, on a physical level, on a chemical level, on a neurological level.
Right.
All these things, when God said focus on things that are holy, pure, all that stuff, he wasn't just saying that to be related. That actually, quantum physics is now backing up scripture.
Yes.
And we actually have a chemical response to these things, to what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing that when I, read quantum physics or read, new things with science or whatever, and then I go back to scripture or vice versa, scripture and then science.
Right. You find it.
Yeah, it blows me away. It's all connected, and God knew what he was saying. Like,
Totally knew. That's what's so funny about it is because, I know that both of us were religious at one time, and we grew in the connection with God and the relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And when I became in relationship, and I mean, the total thing, like, when I became in relationship with him and I knew that he wasn't like the law, like if I walk outside this line, I was going to be cut off. He wasn't that. He was total love. And then I started loving myself because, I was telling my friend a couple of days ago, I never heard the word beautiful before. And every morning I would wake up and say, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful. Because I would, I would have to tell myself, I've never heard that before. Never, no one ever said that to me at all as a kid, growing up, never said that. And when I was even getting people saying it as I got older, I was like shunning it, I don't know what they're talking. It wasn't comfortable. And then I had to get myself to love me.
You had to own it.
Yeah, I did. I had to own it. I had to really own it. And I'm so glad that you said that about the quantum physics and the scripture, because it's so very true. We took a lot of things physically, we took it not physically, we took it like it was there, like instead of saying,
legalistically.
We took it that way, and it never, we always wondered, I know I did, why isn't it working? This is supposed to be that.
Yes, and you spend lifetimes in it, and it really binds you up more than freeing you up.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to free you, because I was always confused, like, no, this is not the way, this is the way it is right here. And then why isn't working? And always trying to. But once I read quantum physics, I was like, whoa! It blew my mind. The whole thing blew my mind. Blew my mind. And when I was studying coming out of religion and coming into relationship, the Greek Bible just blew my mind. I was like, I was in the wrong spot.
On the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was focusing on the wrong thing. This word doesn't mean that. This word's the right word. And I'm going, oh, wow. It just made a whole lot of difference in everything. And knowing yourself, and first knowing God, then knowing yourself. It's very important.
That's the key. That to me, it's like, if you have that, you will eventually find your way. I mean, of course, it helps to have a coach and to help hold your... But if you really... God, the Holy Spirit, he is enough,
He is.
But it is great when you can join with other people that get what you get.
It really is. It's worth talking about. It's like, get too excited.
It's fascinating that everything affects us on every level.
Every
it's
level.
So integrated and interconnected. And to think that, almost like the body of Christ is supposed to be, one person is affected. It affects the whole nation. It affects
it sure
the whole,
does.
You know what I mean? It's all interconnected, and we got to stop treating it symptomatically.
Yes, exactly.
We're letting people die needlessly.
Yes.
And it's a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
So this is really a really good conversation. Audience, I think that, getting in touch with Pamela, you're going to get more of this, because I believe that she coaches one-to-one, and also... She even may do a group coach session, wink, wink, okay? But how can we find you? How can we find you on this wide world of web? What's going on? How can we find you?
Okay, still setting up some things, but my website is always up. It's come
return to Eden.com, okay?
Right, returning to God, returning to Eden.
Yes.
That kind of
thing. Yes.
And then also Facebook, which I think I wrote down, facebook.com/PamelaJoy1.
Okay, PamelaJoy1. Okay, and are we working on any projects in the near future that we can all get involved in? Are you having any workshops, webinars? What's going on?
I'm actually working on a program right now.
Okay.
So I'm in the middle of that. I do have a book that is in the final phase of editing.
Okay.
So, yay!
Yay! Welcome!
It took a while, but it's happening, yes. And, you know what? I just realized I gave you my personal
Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can also do facebook.com and Return to Eden.
Return to Eden. Okay.
Holistic Health Report. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but basically the newest thing right now, I'm revamping the business, trying to bring in other people. I have a great person that's doing iridology that I love. Mm-hmm. Do you know about iridology at all?
Yeah.
Study of the eye. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's incredible to me.
Absolutely.
Great. Early way of diagnosing issues, so
wow.
I'm just trying to expand.
Yeah, well, you know? Learning. I think encompassing a lot of everything. You know, I learned about different religions. And I appreciate them more. I respect them more. I understand more. Being in one focus, like one lane. And there's so many other things to kind of like expand on, and just staying like when I keep my nose down to the ground, grindstone, and this is the way to go. And you know, you have to broaden your horizons, because if God is that big, if God is that big, we should be just that big, you know. If Jesus said, "These things that I do, you're gonna do more," we should be doing more, you know. You know, so, you know, we're taking things, taking some things literal, some things not, but I'm telling you, when you come into relationship, you now, the scripture pops, it just pops, boom, 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 boom.
That's the key.
It's the key.
You can't read it without the spirit.
No.
If you're reading it topically, it's not even, it's going to sound so contradictory.
Yeah, exactly, and you're when you're reading it in spirit, it's not somebody else's spirit, it's yours.
Hello, yeah, that's huge.
It's yours, and it comes for you. It comes alive for you. And you know what else is making... We're going over time, but this is one little thing, okay, guys?
Go ahead.
You know what it was really good for me is when I was reading the scriptures again alone when I was in relationship. When I was...
Yes.
I had to read it again.
Yep.
So even though I knew it, I went to school for it, and before that time, I was so literal that I had to literally shed everything, like it's almost like
absolutely
shaking myself totally loose, and then doing a new move, and then opening in the Bible, and now seeing it with new eyes, with new mind, with new heart, and then it became so alive, but
right.
More than that, it... Stop my judgment. I didn't judge, no. It was like, wow. I can see, you know, where I would see somebody else prior, you know, in that stage of my life. Oh, they don't, I was having all kind of things to say about it. Now, it's like, I don't even see that.
Right, amen.
I don't even see it. It's like, I don't even see it. They were like, did you see that? I was like, what? Like, you know, and I'm so in tune. When I'm outside, I'm with nature. I am so in tune with nature, no matter what I'm doing, especially outside. It's like,
right.
I don't have time to see anybody else doing anything that they shouldn't, you know, but it's really, that's when the scripture really comes alive in the spirit, in your initial authentic spirit. That's when it really comes alive. No one has to tell you anything. No one has to... You don't have to get an interpretation from anyone. You get it just straight. No chasing.
And scripture says that too. It says the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you.
Yes.
In John, you know, and did you notice when you're not judging that you're not even judging yourself the same way?
That is correct.
You're not judging yourself, yep. That's huge.
That is huge. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it today. We're going to come. She's going to be back with us with the new women series that we're going to do. We're going to talk about women, everything, you know, relationship,
oh, okay.
Love, you know, what we shouldn't do, what we should do, maybe what we might do. But we're going to have Pamela Joy back, and we're going to get the... She's really going to give us some real stuff next time. This was good. This is really good.
It was. Thank you.
It was really good. So this is Edna J. White and Pamela Joy signing off. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.